4 LAOs.
Oh, I was just sitting here. I'll probably have to jump off when the daughter comes downstairs here. She's up helping Bernice with the computer. Just wanted to say good afternoon. I was just listening to some of the CW stations, Belgium and Croatia and different places here. There's a contest going on. I just don't know what the response is that they're looking for. Yet a number, and then I don't know if it's a grid or what. I'm not that into contesting, to be honest with you.
A guy on HF, and I think it's in Springtown, Texas. He's got a big rig there, a large tower or something like that. I was listening to him on the 20-meter band today. He's getting out there.
Tell you what, if you go to QRZ.com and look at some of the stations that some of these guys got, especially the contesting stations, they're just beyond your wildest dreams. You know what his call sign was?
It was kind of like W4CBO, maybe?
C what? O?
Charlie Papa, Charlie Bravo Oscar, I think is what it was.
No results found on Whiskey 4, was it W4CBO?
Yes, I know. I've got it written down on my notepad at the house. I'm out hunting up some minor things. I got that ICOM up and running yesterday, just listening, you know, and still got waiting on a good antenna. But I was listening earlier this afternoon. But I'll when I get back to the house there, or maybe even tomorrow, I'll let you know what his call sign was.
I bet it was W5, because that would be Texas and Oklahoma and up in that area. Let's try that, W5, and you said it was CBO, Charlie Bravo Oscar, Springtown, Texas. His name is Dickie Wood, and you're quite right. He's got a... Well, it looks to be a 40-meter beam up there, and then maybe a log periodic for the upper bands.
My eyes, I looked at all the pictures on this site there, and he's got one or two airplanes in the middle of all that. But the guy's a musician, and so he's playing a gig tonight in East Texas. But they were talking about how hard the winter was there for them, and all the stuff that they recently went through was not good.
Seems like he's pretty well off. I don't even recognize the brand of that personal jet he's got there. And then he's got, looking at the front of it, maybe a 172. And then he paints too. And like you said, he's in a honky-tonk band. Yeah, Cessna CJ3 business jet. I got to fly a couple times. And honky-tonk band, let's see what you say here. The Outlaw Saloon in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yeah, he played for a lot of different folks that needed a stand-in or something. He wasn't a regular guy, wasn't working with a regular group, but he was sure working a whole lot of stations this afternoon as I was listening to him on, 233, 238, somewhere around in there.
Roger, he has an ICOM 7300 and a Yaesu 991. The rest of my gear consists of an ACOM 1000 high gain TH7DX antenna. That's that one that looks like a log. And a Cushcraft two element 40 meter Yagi at 75 feet. Those are big. Bob, ND7J, has one of those. They're an awfully big antenna.
Pictures of his tower, it was pretty impressive.
Some of those towers can go up and down electrically. Some of them can tilt over in the middle. And the more money you got, it's like fishing. It's a big hole to dump money in, you know. So same way with ham radio. You can, some of those stations are just enormous. And some of them, the guys hook up to through the internet and use those stations and pay an hourly fee to use them.
Hey, is there a frequency that you and Rusty listen to occasionally there on HF that I could maybe give you a call and get a good signal check on?
I don't, yeah, if you had my phone number or something, you could just call me and I could go over there. Jim, how far are you from me?
I'm in the parking lot right now here on Poinsett, but... is there on your HF radio, is there a frequency that you listen to a lot?
Well, Rusty might. He's a sideband guy mostly. He does CW with a keyboard and that. But I do mostly CW. Man, there is a bunch of stations on that bandscope right now. But I don't do sideband. As a general rule, and you just go on there and you look for a frequency that's within your class, and I don't know what class you are, Jim, without looking it up, but then you just call CQ on it. But if you wanted to call me, I'd meet you at a certain frequency, but you kind of have to hunt for one. And later in the evening, 40 meters goes to broadcast bands, and then they get bad. And so you go to 80 meters. I know you don't have 160. But last night, tonight, they got a 160-meter contest, actually, on sideband. But you just have to choose it. And I doubt if the bands are very busy tonight.
I'm over here at Traveler's Rest on State Park Road. You know where Clearview Baptist Church is?
Traveler's Rest, not that far. We could easily talk ground wave to there. And you're running, what, 100 watts and what kind of an antenna, Jim?
Well, that's the issue. I don't have a real antenna going just yet. I've got one of those MFJ mobile antennas hooked up to it, just sitting as a temporary thing, but I just thought maybe I'd see how well that was working.
The foggiest idea, they call them a ham stick, or used to. I've worked a few mobiles when I was back in Kansas. I don't recall ever working a mobile down here. But, yeah, I'd be glad to if you wanted to give me a buzz and tell me where you was going to be at.
I don't want you to have to give out your phone number on the air, but I'll do what I said the other day, is I'll send you a card or something here, and I'll get you the number.
That'd be fine. Or you can go to QRZ and click on my name and send an email to the ARRL. There's an email address on there. It's not my normal email address, but it gets through to me.
Night and send you a note.
Great. And then I can get you all the personals you want on there, Jim.
By the way, I didn't get a venture, but I got something that's close to it. MFJ had one, a key that, or a paddle, I guess, that was a 546B. It's either made by Bencher or it's a copy of a Bencher. I'm not sure, but I'm just getting that all hooked up.
Roger. That'll work like a champ for you.
I'm going to try to go down a CW path, and I signed up for a class here in April with, I guess, the guys out of New Jersey or whoever it is that does those CW classes, so... working up to that. But anyways, I got to run to Lowe's and go get some stuff for the boss, and so I better secure here, and I'll send you an email tonight, KO4LAO, clear on your last.
Okay, Jim. Sounds Sounds very good. This is N0TR 73.
The TO4 LEO clear.